NBA Roundup, Kings eke out win over Warriors. Harrison Barnes exploded for a career-high 39 points against his old team, then contributed a crucial block in the final seconds as the Sacramento Kings held on for a 134-133 victory over the Golden State Warriors on Thursday in San Francisco. The thriller capped a 2-2 season series between the Northern California rivals, with the last three games each decided by 1 point. The Warriors also beat the Kings in a 7-game, first-round playoff series last April. Domantas Sabonis finished with 18 points, a game-high 13 assists and 8 rebounds, while De'Aaron Fox scored 29 points for the Kings, who won their second game in a row. Stephen Curry paced Golden State with 33 points. Jonathan Kuminga scored 31 as the Warriors lost for the fifth time in 7 games. Lakers 141, Bulls 132. D'Angelo Russell made a season-high 8 three-pointers and scored 29 points to lead Los Angeles to a high-octane victory over visiting Chicago. LeBron James added 25 points and 12 assists after missing 1 game due to an ankle injury. Anthony Davis recorded 22 points and 11 rebounds, and Austin Reeves had 20 points and 8 assists for the Lakers, who won for the fourth time in 6 games. DeMar DeRozan registered 32 points and 10 assists, and Kobe White added 25 points and 7 rebounds for the Bulls, who dropped to 0-2 on a 3-game road trip. Celtics 143, Heat 110. Jason Tatum scored 26 points and grabbed 8 rebounds, and Boston made 22 three-pointers and shot 63.7% from the floor en route to a victory at Miami. The Celtics hit 51 of their 80 field goal attempts, including 22 of 40 shots from behind the three-point arc. Each Boston starter made at least 3 three-pointers, and all 5 scored in double figures. Kristaps Porzingis scored 19 but left the game in the third quarter because of a left ankle injury. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Herro each scored 19 for Miami, and Jimmy Butler added 17. Knicks 122, Nuggets 84. OG Anunoby scored 26 points and Jalen Brunson added 21 as New York extended its winning streak to 5 games by defeating visiting Denver. Quentin Grimes matched his season high with 19 points, and Julius Randle added 17 points, 8 assists and 7 rebounds for New York, which held the defending NBA champions to a season-low point total and improved to 11-2 over its past 13 games. Nikola Jokic provided the bulk of Denver's offense with 31 points. He also pulled down 11 rebounds. Timberwolves 96, Nets 94. Karl-Anthony Towns scored 27 points and found Rudy Gobert for the tie-breaking dunk with 58.1 seconds left as Minnesota survived a shaky fourth quarter to beat Brooklyn in New York. Towns made 12 of 15 shots and also grabbed 10 rebounds as the Timberwolves won for the sixth time in 8 games. Anthony Edwards added 24 points. Cam Thomas scored 25 and Michael Bridges added 21 for Brooklyn, which lost for the 12th time in 14 games. Pacers 134, 76ers 122. Pascal Siakam recorded his 6th career triple-double, collecting 26 points, 13 rebounds and 10 assists as Indiana beat Philadelphia in Indianapolis. Miles Turner had 20 points and 9 rebounds, and Andrew Nembhard had 19 points and 8 assists for the Pacers, who benefited from 7 players scoring in double digits. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid had 31 points through 3 quarters before sitting out the 4th, hours after he was named to his 7th NBA All-Star game. Tyrese Maxey added 22 points for the 76ers, whose 6-game winning streak ended while playing without Tobias Harris. Jazz 123, Wizards 108. Lauri Markkanen and John Collins had big nights to help Utah snap a 3-game losing streak with a road win over Washington. Markkanen scored 29 points, sinking 6 three-pointers, and Collins totaled 22 points and 16 rebounds as Utah improved to 1-2 on its 6-game road trip. The Wizards took their 6th consecutive loss and 12th in 13 games on the same day that the organization relieved Wes Unseld Jr. of his coaching duties and named top assistant Brian Keefe interim head coach. Kyle Kuzma led Washington with 26 points.